This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Thanks for joining us. Today, we learn about disparities in the STEM field. The latest Bubbler Talk explores mental health care services in Milwaukee. We meet the owners of a new sustainable plant shop and learn about a video series that helps people explore Milwaukee virtually. We'll start with the mild winter we've been having. Milwaukee has gotten its fair share of snow this winter, but temperatures have remained relatively mild. Although highs in the 30s and 40s may be nice for people living here, it could also be a sign of climate change. But according to Paul Rober, it's hard to tell. Rober is a professor of atmospheric science at UW-Milwaukee, and he joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about the mild temperatures and what it may mean for the future.
It's been a pretty easy winter so far with relatively warm weather, and I think the question on everyone's mind is this global warming? Is this climate change?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question, and anything we talk about with respect to day-to-day weather always is on the background of the long-term climate change trend, which is clearly warming. For example, this past year, the temperature departure from average was the second warmest year on record. And in fact, every year in the last 10 years has been in the top 10. So, you know, it's very obvious what's going on if you look at a time series of the temperatures, the average temperatures around the globe, you'll see that that's the case, a very strong upward trend. However, that can vary a lot regionally. So, you know, we can be in a situation like we were several years ago where we had a cold winter, even though globally it was in the top 10 warmest on the record, in fact, the top five during that time period. So there are variations in weather that happen on smaller scales, both in terms of time and space. And that's obviously what we care about. It's great that, you know, we're not so great that the globe is warming, but, you know, what's happening right here where I live? That's what people want to know. And so that's the issue that's always makes this more complicated is the fact that there's things going on at many different levels. It's not just one simple answer that you can make to that. So while yes, the long-term average is upward, and that just by itself would make you say before the winter started, all else being equal, it's probably going to be warmer than normal this winter. That'd be a pretty good bet to make just because the dice are loaded, so to speak, in that direction. But whether or not that's actually the reason why it's been mild so far this winter is a lot harder to answer. You can certainly say that the dice are loaded in that direction, but you can't say specifically that that's why it was warmer this winter without doing a lot more analysis. And people are starting to do that kind of thing now, but we don't have an answer for this winter at this point. That would be too soon to be able to say that. There is another factor that you may have also heard about, which is the sudden stratospheric warming, the polar vortex issue that comes up every winter. There is this phenomenon called sudden stratospheric warming. It doesn't happen every year, but it leads to some pretty disruptive patterns in the weather, in the winter weather patterns. And there's an indication that something did disrupt the polar vortex this winter, starting in late December. And typically, it takes a while for that to be felt near the ground where we are, because the polar vortex is actually at very high levels in the atmosphere, and there's this whole wave exchange that happens between the lower level to kick it off and the higher levels, and the higher levels go back to the lower levels. So again, complicated as all this stuff is. But what that does is it can lead to significant changes, sometimes really cold outbreaks in this part of the world, but not always. And in this year in particular, that polar vortex pattern that's developed is not a usual pattern. It's much more disorganized than usually happens. So typically we'll have like a lobe of cold air will break off of the polar vortex, and we'll see that where we are. But in this case, it's not obvious that that's going to happen. So it's possible that we will see some really cold conditions emerge for the latter half of the winter, say in another couple weeks, but it's not obvious that that's going to happen. And if not, all else being equal, we'll probably continue to be sort of a milder winter with occasional colder outbreaks, but nothing really dramatic. So, you know, forecasting the weather out to, say, 5 days is reasonably reliable. As you start getting beyond that, there is still some predictability, but it's much, much lower. And so you have to always qualify what you're saying with that understanding.
I've seen some attribute the relatively mild weather to La Nina. Now, I've heard of El Nino, of course, and I've heard of La Nina. But if I'm being very honest, I'm not really sure what either of those mean. Can you explain what La Nina is in the context of our weather?
Yeah, so La Nina and El Nino, which is the opposite phase of La Nina. So typically when we have an El Nino winter, it usually leads to extraordinarily warm conditions over the United States for the winter. And in fact, the warmest year on record was associated with that. And previously, it was a really strong El Nino back in 98, which had been sort of been the leader for many years, and then it got superseded by subsequent years. So we expect that in an El Nino year. But as you're right, we have what's called a moderate La Nina, which is the opposite sign, the opposite phase of El Nino this year. And that does tend to lead to sort of milder conditions in the southern part of the United States, but it's much more moderate in terms of its effect on temperatures than El Nino is. And so that may have been having a moderating influence up to this point, but not to the broad scale that we're seeing. So for example, I'm looking at right now at a temperature departure from average for the entire year, and it's basically above normal everywhere almost, except in the waters and air overlying those waters to the west of South America. And that's a La Nina effect. The sea surface temperatures there, it's associated with upwelling water, which is coming from lower levels. And so it cools things in that part of the ocean. And what that does is it leads to cooler air temperatures overlying that region. Also signals are sent throughout the atmosphere, leading to changes in climate patterns in many other places. So yes, La Nina could be contributing partially to a milder winter at this point. But if we do have that sudden stratospheric warming event affect us the way it sometimes does, then that could really change quite dramatically.
So far, we have had a very mild winter. And assuming that it continues to be a mild winter, what does that mean for our region when we're not seeing these incredibly low freezing temperatures? How does that impact our flora, our fauna, you know, the water?
So I'm not a biologist, so I need to be careful in how I answer that. But I do know a few things where that's important. So obviously, just aside from your specific question, industries that are based on having sort of a more normal or a colder winter are strongly affected by that. So if you're like cross-country skiing or things like that, or downhill skiing even, that can be affected. Even though the ski hills can sometimes manufacture snow, people often don't go if they don't see snow all around them. So that has a negative influence on them. And it's also just harder to keep a good snow base if you get mild temperatures getting above freezing during the day. So those are those kinds of effects. As far as flora and fauna, one of the most important influences, I think, is insects, because if you don't have really hard freezes, sometimes insect populations can really begin to grow and don't die out over the winter. And so you can have really significant impacts on agriculture, as one example. So there are lots of sort of other kinds of impacts that happen when you have mild winters that are not so good.
You know, as we're talking about kind of what's to come, you've mentioned that we may be looking at a disruption in the polar vortex, which could really pull down our weather in different ways. But assuming that doesn't happen, or even if that does happen, does our weather right now portend what the weather might be like in spring and summer? Are these related?
The short answer is no. And the reason for that is actually, so when I was a student at MIT, one of my professors was a fellow named Edward Lorenz. And you may have run across that name somewhere. He was the father of chaos theory, the butterfly effect, all of that stuff that's coming sort of into the popular culture. But basically, what he showed in one of his studies was that the winter has what's called a chaotic pattern, which sort of just, it's not actually random. It has a pattern to it, but it's effectively makes it impossible to predict beyond a certain timeline what weather conditions are like. And because of that, it sort of resets the conditions for the spring and the subsequent summer. And so it's really hard to be able to say much about what those patterns will look like because of that randomizing effect of the winter. So that's one issue. One counter to that, though, is the fact that we have a lot of water around the world, the oceans. And the oceans tend to warm or cool much more slowly than the land does. And as a result of that, that gives you sort of this signal that's a slower signal. So if you have warmer waters offshore in the Pacific, let's say, then that's going to tend to force the atmosphere towards warmer conditions in certain areas throughout the year, not just during the winter, but even through the spring and the summer. And so you can have those sort of more persistent patterns that exist because of the ocean temperatures. So again, the climate system is really complicated and you have these big swings associated with daily weather events, but then you have this background pattern that also is evolving, but evolving in response to different things than the day-to-day weather is.
So it seems like we should enjoy the warm winter weather while we have it, and we may have it the rest of the season, but we also may not.
That's really good advice.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thank you.
Paul Rober is a distinguished professor of atmospheric science at UW-Milwaukee, and he spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers.